anymore. Therefore, Eva Menachai, it was considered like Eva Menachai, and what's his chad? Yes, Eva Menachai doesn't become mutter anymore. But man, the Sharwi, the one that says it's mutter, midoloi ko misarchan. Since it doesn't start to rot away yet, since it's not sorach, therefore it's still called part of the animal, like it's still called living on the animal. And therefore, it doesn't have an Yisrael Eva Menachai yet. So, hani chiyus ispo, it's still considered like it still has its life to it. Therefore, it's not called Eva Menachayit. Viduch, the other one says, Hodaloi Mesachin. You know why it doesn't start to rot away yet? Le Mesachin, the loy koshalot buavira. Because the air can't get into it yet. That's why it doesn't start to rot away yet. But not because it still has some chis yet. Viduch, the other one says, no. Hodaloi Brian. You know why it doesn't become recovered, can't become healthy anymore? Kechishusa, who did not get low. Only because it became very sick, that's all. But not because it's really considered off yet. It's just that kichusha, like the sickness went into it, so it can't recover. The enechram is still called alive yet, does not have an issa, even with a chay on it yet. O male Reb Yechanon, le Rav Shimon bar Abba, hani beya chashuta, kind of the same thing. We have these beitzim of the animal, testicles of the animal, that were a little crushed, hanging down. So, shayit, he holds a smuta titem. If you make a shchita on the mother, you make a shchita on the behemoth, it's smuta. But v'yat lo teich, you should not eat from it. You know why? V'shom v'yat titesh Torah simecha. Don't go away from the teachings, learnings of your mother. Rashi says, because mineg mekay mecha, she'ato mibov, you come from bovol. And v'shom lo'gum v'yisra, so therefore, since you come from Bavel, to you it should still be Yosef. Don't go away from the minig of the Makam. Oma ma, what we just say? Oma ma, Baravashi. Hani beya de gediya, you should know. These beitzim of the kid, of the gediya, is at lasin yoimin, the first 30 days, sharyon b'loi klipa. Let eat from it without taking off the outer membrane. It means when a kid is born, it's less than 30 days old, you're allowed to eat its beitzim even without taking off the klipa. There's no issa dam on it. Mikan v'yelich, when the kid, the goat, is 30 days old already, then it depends. Is Azron, if it had zera inside it already, then asun, then it's also teat from its beitzim without taking off the outer shell first, the outer peel. V'loy Azron sharv, didn't have any zera yet, then it's muta. So Master Kashi Minoy Yadin, how do we know? How do we know if it had zera or not? Rashi says, Azmin Yeshbem Zera Asurim the Bidu Shesh Dam. Then you have to be afraid there's some dam there in the Beitzim. So how do you know? This works like this. Yispu Shuraiku Sumki Asirim. If there's some red spots there, then you have to know it's also. That's a proof that there was some zera, that there was some dam there. Lespu Shuraiku Sumki Sharyan. But if there are no red streaks there on the Beitzim, then you have right to say they didn't have any zera yet, and there's no dam yet, and therefore be mutter teed it even without taking off its klipa, the outer membrane. The other Gemara says umtsi means like red meat. Beya, that's the Beitzim of an animal. Or misriki, that's the veins, the hard veins around the neck. So pligi bo Rav Acha Ravina. So machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina, and usually the pshat for the machlokes is that bechol Torah kula is Ravina lekula. Rav Acha lechumra. Whenever usually there's a machlokes between Ravina and Rav Acha, usually Ravina is the one that's mekel, and Rav Acha is the one that's machmir. And the hilchos are usually paskin to Ravina lekula. Usually paskin like Ravina lekula, we go lenient. The Gemara says, though, Labar Mahani Tlas, excluding these three cases here, that's different. Then these three cases, the Rav Acha Lekula, Rav Acha is the one that says Lekula is Mutatitim, or Ravina Lechumra, and Ravina is the one that's Samachra that said the Sosatitim. And in these three cases, again, Vilchosak Rav Acha Lekula, we pass Kanvaita Lekula, but not like Ravina, but like Rav Acha that he's Mekel. Now, what's the Machlegeson over here? Umtsa, what does Umtsa mean? Red meat, the Asmik. That's mamish red meat. In other words, it's full of blood. It's full of dam in this meat. So chotcho umolcho, if you cut the meat in half, umolcho, then you salt it. Or even allowed to cook it up then in the pot, as long as you cut the meat and you salt it, that takes out the dam. So you're allowed to then afterwards even cook it up. Rashi says, Chotcha means chatichas harbi. You cut it up into a lot of pieces. What's going to be though, Talia Nami Beshvuda? Let's say you hang it on a shvud. You hang it on a spit, on a shvud. So then, Doyiv, and like you're holding it over the fire, so then, Doyiv Domo, then the blood, like, drips down, flows out, and that's also Mutter. Rashi says, Liya Beshvuda, Potechatana Milobi Oven. Litzlash, you want to roast it without cutting this piece of meat into pieces, and without salting it, only a little bit. So also this is good, as long as you have it hanging in the oven, so then doyiv domesh is a hoyle tluya, since it's hanging, shapidami, that's also good that the blood just drips out. But what's going to be agumri? What's going to be, you have the piece of meat that's placed on coals? It's not hanging, it's placed on top of the coals. See, pligi bor ravakra bin here, it's a machoikis. Chadoma Meshiv Shivalei, one says yes, still it's mutter, that the coals like draw out the blood, and it's mutter teeth from this red piece of meat. The Chadoma, and the one here of Acha, and Ravina, that's Machmir, the Chadoma, Matzmis Tzomtzilei. No, it doesn't draw out the blood, but it's just the opposite. It causes it to contract, and the blood stays inside it. So that's the Machlokes, if you put a red piece of meat on top of hot coals. Does it draw the blood out, or does it make the blood contract and stay inside? V'chein, the same machlokes is by Beya. If we have the beitzim of a behemah, testicles of a behemah, and v'chein mizukri, the same thing if we have these arteries, like, of the neck, the same machlokes. If you put them on top of coals, what happened to it? Does it draw out the blood, or does the blood stay inside it? The other Gemara says, Reisha b'kivsha. What's going to be if you have a head that was put into hot ashes, reisha bekivsha. So, oisve abeis hashchita, if you have it standing up, and on bottom is the cut of the beis hashchita, so Rashi says, reisha bekivsha means harosh, kishiroitza lahosis saroi, when you want to get the hair off the head of an animal, is nois nol of mayim, or metamnin oisve beremetz, like you put water over it, and you put it into remetz, into ashes, into the coals. So Kishra, she says, Atzmono. So you want to like wrap around the head into these coals. So now, Oisvei Abeis HaShchitva, she says, Shebeis HaShchitva Matev, the place where you shechted, that part of the neck, is on the bottom. So rather than it's Mutter, because Dayiv Domi Vishori, the blood like drips out through the Beis HaShchitva, and therefore it's Mutter, teeth from it. What's going to be at Stodin? Let's say the head is lying on the side of it. Then we say, mikva kofi v'yosser. Then the blood like clots up and stays inside. Then it becomes also. Rashi says, sodom means alachai, it's on its cheek. So mikva kofi says, doma v'toichoi. The dam inside of it gels up, and then it's also, it stays in there. What's going to be though? Oisve anechira. Let's say it's standing on its nose, on its nostrils. So then, dotsve midi shori. If something you pushed through it, like through the nostrils to make a hole there, the dam could come out that way, then it becomes mutter. V'lo yosva, if you didn't stamp something through the nostrils to make a good hole there, then we say the blood does not flow out, and then it's also. And ikadiyam is something like this. Anechira, if you have the head lying on its nostrils, v'yabes hashchita, or else it's lying on the bottom where the shchita was done to it, then doyiv, then for sure it's mutter. We say the blood drains out, and therefore it's mutter to eat this piece of meat later. At stodim, something like this, that when the piece of meat is just lying on its side, at stodim, then it depends. E dots be midi shari. If you stab through there to make holes through it, then the dam could drip out, then it's mutter. Vila yosef, if you don't stab through it there on the side, then the dam cannot drip out, and then it becomes awesome. Now, Omer of Yehuda Mashmuel, Shnei Gidim Heim. You should know there are two different types of Gidim. There are two Gidim over here, two veins over here. Of Luchur, it means of the Gid HaNosha. There are two Gidim by the Gid HaNosha, Shnei Gidim Heim. HaPnimi, there's the inside one, which is Samach Lietzim, which is near the bone. And on that, Osa V'Chayav Molo, that's Osa Midiraisa, and you get the Malkus if you eat it. Chitzon, the outer nerve, though, Chitzon, Samach Labosa, which is near closer towards the meat, towards the flesh, that's also, it's also midirabonim, but v'yein chayom nolov, on that you're not chayiv malkos, you're not also midiraisa. For the more of a tanya, we learn like this, for a tanya, we learned, Pinimi Samach Labosa, learned that the inside one, which is near the Bosa, Mashma, that's the one that's also, and Mashma, the Chitzon, is the one called near the bone, the opposite we just said. Samar says, Omaravacho, Omaravkano, Eklude Miklid. So Rashi says, Eklude Miklid means, Oisai Gid, this long Gid, the Gid Anoshe, Horech, Choizev Nichta the Bosser. Later, when it goes down along the bone, it then goes into the meat. For us, some call it Samach Labosa. There we call the inside vein, the one that's also sciatic nerve, there it's called Samach Labosa. So it's true, on top of it, it's closer to the bone. But later, when it goes long the length of it, then it's Ikludi Kolid, it goes near, it goes into the Bosa. I've the more of a tiny, we learn Chitza and Hasamachli, we learn the outside one, which is near the bone. So opposite we learned before we said, that's the Pnim, the one near the bone. And there it says, the outside nerve is the one near the bone. Omer Yehuda, Heichad the Pora Tavchi. He's going on where the Shechtim cut to make the Shechita, the Pora Tavchi. Rashi says, Heichad the Pora Tavchi, Hevi Geluyei, B'makam Chatach. Hayerach, where they cut through by even the, not loved after the base of Shechita, where they cut down by the thigh. Kishenechezav and Nefreshes Minalyu, when it's separated from its tail, Hevi Rosh Oysa Gid Mechuba Labuka, Shalku Yiskach Shemati. That place, so there is a place where the outside Gid does become near the bone. So therefore it's no stira. The main part of the outside Gid is not near the bone, but there is one place where eventually it comes next to the bone. So if we learn like this, what's going to be Taboch Shenimtza Chelev Achrov? We found a Taboch, a butcher, that overlooked Chelev. He didn't trade, he didn't take it out well, he sold the Chelev. So Rabbi Yudu Amar Bikisera, if he overlooked the size of a barley, it's no good. We'll soon see what this means. Rabbi Yechna Nomad Kezayis. No, he has to overlook a Kezayis worth. Omara Papa Vle Pligas Nomachoikis. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. Again, Omara Papa says, Vle Pligas Nomachoikis. Atea Kan Lahal Koisoi, Kan Liovroi. One is when do we give him Malkus, and one is when do we fire him? And Amma Mazutra, Rav Zutra says like this, Kisera, if he overlooked the barley's worth, the Mokimech, even in one place, it's wrong. Kizayas, that's what we do, if he overlooked the Kizayas, that's how few of the basic Gimel Mokimus. It does not only have to be in one place, even if it's only half here and half there, or within two or three places he overlooked the Kizayas worth, we do worst him. And Dilkos, what's the Maskona? Lahal Koisa, Bikizayas, to give him Malkus, to punish him, that's if he overlooked the Kizayas worth, then he gets Malkus. But Lovroy, to fire him, to remove him, that's Bixera. If we even overlook just the size of a barley, for that we'll fire him. To make sure like he does a good job next time, to show you have to watch out, check the Chelev well. Then our Mishnah says, they're not Tabochim the Monos. We have a Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether we believe the Tabochim, they tell us, they treba, they took out the Chelev from the Behema. Or they took out the Gidanosha. Some Reb Chia Baraba, Omer Reb Yechanon, Chazru loy maloyla, they retracted and said that nemonim. Even though the Tanakh comes on the Mishnah, we don't believe them. Later on it was said, yes, we do believe the Tabochim to say that they checked out. So, Omer Rav Nachman said the question, Achshuri Dori, is it true that it became better? Like at the beginning, we don't believe them, and now we start to believe them. Rashi, the Midikoma, Chazru loy maloyla, Mikori, Abikai, Malogari Meya. The Pesach as before, we used to look at Meya. The Yom Einamon, we don't trust the Tabachim. And now, because Uleiman has an Amonim, so the question, that did the generations get better? Usually always said they got a little bit worse. So how come here, at the beginning, we didn't trust the Tabachim, and now you trust him? So he explained like this. Mikora, there we look at at the beginning, you still look at Meyashita, that you have to, mamash, check out the whole Gira Nosha, Lechatech Achrov, you have to cut out all the roots of it also. So therefore, lehevim mehemna. Therefore, we would not believe them. Like Rashi said, since it was a big tircha to do it, we would not trust the Tabachim. But Lubsev at the end, not the pshat is the door became better, but rather Lubsev Sovruk of Yehuda. At the end of the Paschal like of Yehuda. And therefore, Yehuda Shittah, you don't have to cut out all the roots of the Gira Nosha. Therefore, it's an easier job to do. Therefore, we believe the Tabachim that said they took out the Gira Nosha. And he could demand the Lord Sefer, some of this on the Sefer. Says the Chom and the Chom say, Ne'monim Olovi Allah Chelev. We believe the Tabachim to say they took out the Gira Nosha, to say the Chelev was taken out. So in this source, Omer B'chir B'Rabom, Rabbi Yechanon, Chos Ruloim, later on they said, no, Ein Emonim, we do not believe the Tabachim anymore to say that they took out the Gira Nosha or the Chelev. And on this, Omer of Nachman, of Bizman Azeb, of Bizman Azeb, now, Ne'monim, we talk about believe the Tabachim again. So the question was, Achshuri Dori, how could that be? Did the generation become more kosher, become more better? How could that be? So Teretz is again also like this. That Mikor, the beginning, Sobek of Yehuda. First, they thought the Paschal of Yehuda, that's an easy job to take up to get a Nosha. Therefore, they used to believe the Tabachim. Hod the Sabruk Rav Meir. Later, when they Paschal no longer, Rabbi Meir, you have to be Chotech Achrov, you have to check out, get out all of the roots of the Gira Nosha. And therefore, they were Machmer to say not to believe the Tabachim. Kame David Echiru Leilu of Yehuda, Lemehemden. And he says, as long as they remembered Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, V'gora basre yomru, ein amonim, v'shin esvir lon krabi meya, v'zman ezer shad yanshin Rabbi Yehuda, v'uchsa kamini krabi meya, omru ne amonim. So pshat was like this. Then they passed Kenhoda Savru krabi meya, that you have to check it out well. But they didn't trust in them because Kama David Chirlel Rabbi Yehuda, people used to still remember the psak of Rabbi Yehuda. So they used to think they don't have to check it out well. So therefore, you can't trust them. But the hashtag the Yanshinul Rabbi Yehuda of his man is there now that they forgot about the Pesach of Rabbi Yehuda, and now it's Mekubu the Pesach of Rabbi Meir that you have to be Chotech Achrav to do a good job. Say Nachnami, we take a trust in that they would do a good job. Therefore, Mehem that we would trust them. Then the Mishnah says what the Yala Chelev. So Mora says Chelev man b'chashma. He was talking about Chelev. So Mora says Ochi Koma. Ain Nemonim all of Yala Chelev. We don't trust the Tabachim, not on the Gira Nosha, not on the Chelev. But Chomer we know Nemonim all of Yala Chelev. Yes, we believe them. But the same Machlokes by Gira Nosha applies to Chelev also. Rashi says with Neisha Torah Chulehem. But Chomer we Nemonim all of Yala Chelev. No, you believe in both cases. The same Machlokes. We believe the Tabachim will do a good job by taking out the Chelev and taking out the Gid Hanosha. Now the Mishnah says, Shaleach Adam Yerach Levi Kechovim. A Jew is allowed to send the whole thigh of an animal to a guy, a whole side. She get a nosher b'soch, even though the get a nosher is inside it. But when they shemekoy minika, because we can tell clearly whether it was taken out or not. So Mora says, Shalei min chatuch aloi. But my asking, how are we talking about over here? Yileima b'mokim, shein machriz in a place where they don't proclaim it, tell people about it. Chatuch anami lishtadlei. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on with all this last mission on the next tape. We'll start over again. Yeah, really, we're holding that tzaddik dalet on aleph on top. We'll just start over again the last mishnah. Yeah, mishnah says what shaleach odom yerach lerdikachovim that you have a right. The Jew could send his whole thigh of an animal to a guy. Shegid anosher b'seichai, even though the gid anosher is still inside the thigh. Because you could tell in the place is known whether it's taken out or not. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Rashi says like, we're not afraid that maybe this guy now will sell the meat back to a Jew. And the Jew would think that maybe the Gidanosh was taken out already. So, Kamash will know we're not afraid about this. Because the Gidanosh, you could see, you could tell if it was taken out or not. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Shleima in, you're only allowed to send to a guy a complete thigh, the whole thigh. But chatucholoi, the mashma piece of it, that you cannot send to a guy. Rashi says, alim ken nito gido, unless you actually took out the gid anosha. Rashi says, why the chivu de chatuchi? Because if you send the guy a piece of meat, if so sober, he's going to think, sober haloikho minovikachovim she nitlo gido. Like if a Jew lady is going to buy this meat off a guy, or in cases, Mistam, that there's no trade for meat in the whole city, everybody knows it's kosher meat, so the tzad that a Jew would buy it back from a guy, we have to be afraid that the Jew would think that the Gid Nosh was taken out, and elide it with the Gid. Therefore, if you send a piece of meat to a guy, you only send them a complete piece, to a shleima, and not a chatucha.
So Morris says, let's see, B'mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? How are we talking about? B'mayaskin. He learned, you could tell me, B'mokim, Shein Machrizin, a place that they do not make any announcements. So Rashi says it means like this, B'mokim, Shein Machrizin means, Shekola Tabokim, Shloisim Mokim, all the butchers in that city are Yisraelim Haim. Okay, Shebol Treifel Yodim, what happens? Let's say a Treifa came up that day. So what do they do with the Treifa? Ain Machrizin, they don't make an announcement, Leima, to tell everybody, Nofla Treifa Bitlis, that a Treifa came into the marketplace today and was selling it to a guy. They don't announce it. Therefore, Voice of that place, Ain Leichem Bos Menodichovim, a Jew Bechal is not allowed to buy any meat off a guy in that place. Why? The Shema Mochloy at the Bochum Treifa, they have to be afraid maybe the butcher sold to the guy a Treifa, and we don't know about it. So therefore, we can't buy any meat off a guy in this place. So not only a Chatucha can't you buy, but even a shlema, even a complete piece of meat also, you can't buy off a guy in this place if they don't make any announcements. Samar says, if so then,